Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and welcome to episode 105 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast where I, Catherine Bohart, and Helen Bauer, both comedians, both chatty women, both thriving, tell you how our lives are going and then answer your listener problems. But here's the thing, dear listeners of this, the spooky week of Halloween. This week, yes, you heard him, a little bit of a ghost. This week I have Andrew White with me. Hello, Andrew.
Hello. Let's not talk about ghosting. Very traumatic.
Oh, yeah, no, that I can see how that brings some stuff up. God, remember that was your whole life.
That was the start of this
podcast. I shouldn't say that was your whole life.
No, it was. It was every relationship or potential relationship did end up getting ghosted.
Oh, God, it was tough for a while there. But I should explain that Helen is here for our recording with our guest. She was here for most of the episode, but then she skedaddled off to a meeting because she's she wants you all to know she's a businesswoman. And so she's got to do business. And so she's left you to steer the ship in her absence. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good, thank you. It's funny that she's trying to present as a businesswoman, but this is a scheduling conflict of her own creation.
Yeah.
she has organised this entire day and then been like, oh, actually, no, I can't.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe this has happened to me by me.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them, or maybe they won't. That's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Happy Halloween week.
Happy Halloween, yeah.
Do you like Halloween?
I don't mind Halloween, yeah.
Even though your costume got stolen from that ghosting guy?
It turned into a good show in the end, I think.
It did, I agree.
Thank you.
And, we can't have comedy without bad things happening to us. Something to think about. Yes. Anyway, so are you doing anything for Halloween? Do you have a costume in mind? Are you doing couples costuming?
We are, yes. So obviously on Halloween night, I'm doing Outside is Awful.
Yes, our online gig.
Show. Which would
be exciting. With a lineup that may or may not change, a smidge. Don't worry about it.
It says on the listing, lineup subject to change.
Okay, good. Small print.
Are you dressing up for that, by the way?
Yeah, so interestingly, Helen will reveal her costume later in this episode. Mm-hmm. But as a consequence, I don't know what to do. Maybe retaliate?
I see. Go like for like.
Yeah. But maybe dress up as something that scares her more. Like,
ooh, you could dress up as Sunil.
Maybe I could dress up as me who won't work with Helen anymore.
Is that just you normally?
Just like cutting her off.
Yeah, just cut her off.
I could.
Like the Jordan Brooks episode.
Yeah.
The ill-fated Jordan Brooks episode.
Oh, I could dress up as Jordan Brooks.
Oh, that'd be good.
That's perfect.
There we go.
I could get a little bowl cap.
You can have mine, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. Done. No offense, Jordan, but she's scared of you now. What else could I dress up as to really spook Helen? Pancake? The ghost of Pancake?
That's good. I like that.
The ghost of Pancake could be really cute and fun, actually.
Yeah. Do you think if Marianne found out, she would be upset that you are appropriating?
She already hates me, so maybe it's fine.
That's true, yeah.
Like, what have I got to lose?
Double down, yeah. Why not?
Any other thoughts of things that scare Helen while we're here in her absence?
She's quite a brave woman. I think she's annoyingly brave.
I could dress up as the stairwell.
How do you conceptualize dressing up as a stairwell?
I could make, like, stairs out of cardboard and then just a face hole.
Yeah, I like that.
And then hope she doesn't piss on me, I guess.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe I'm going to go stairwell. Unless we could find out what that hotel receptionist was wearing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
never.
There must be a way, because that must be easy to find out. Because if you go to the website, they'll probably have all the staff uniform. It'll probably be just a plain black shirt, in my view. Then you just make a name tag that says, you know, some boy's
19-year-old
name.
19-year-old boy.
Yeah, and then the name of the hotel.
Australian boy's name. What?
Darren?
Darren, yeah. Or like... It's always like Damo.
Pedo. Or not Pedo. Yeah. I'm going to say Pete. Oh, Pito.
Welcome to Trusty Hogs. It's fun without her. I like it. Yeah. So we have that on Halloween, but then on actual Halloween party night, which is presumably the 28th, the Saturday.
On the Saturday, I think I'm just gigging. But the day before Halloween, on the 30th, I'm going to Thorpe Park with Olga Cock and Charlie Dinkin and my boyfriend.
Oh my god, cute! Fright Night!
Yeah, we can do Fright Night. And we're going to do a couple's costume for that.
What are you doing?
We're going to do Gomez and Morticia.
Oh my god, I love that. Which one's which?
I'm Gomez. the femme
that was
twink
a little
is Morticia,
joke.
Yeah.
That was just a little joke, Andrew.
Although one of his suggestions that I really liked was Papa Smurf and Twink Smurf.
I love that. Yeah. Daddy Smurf. Yes, please. Oh my god, I love this as a couple's costume for you guys. Yes, please. Who's driving?
I'll drive us to Thorpe Park.
I absolutely love the idea of Gomez looking across and seeing Gomez driving the car. What will Olga and Charlie be?
I believe Olga's going as Shania Twain in the leopard print, you know.
Phenomenal.
Everything. And I don't know Charlie yet. That'll be exciting to
see. What a clown car to look across and see. I'd love to see it. That sounds amazing. Yeah. Okay, great. And so that's Halloween. And you also have a little, have you announced this on Trusty Hogs? A little Trusty Hogs?
I have teased it on, I think, episode 100 in the extras. I mentioned
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have some updates?
I do. And actually, by the time this goes out, it might even be live, depending on how quickly I edit it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Go on.
My new drag act, Jan Honkers,
woohoo,
is alive and kicking. Have I shown you a photo of her?
No.
I'll put this on the Instagram story.
Who does your makeup?
Reese did my makeup, and he did a very good job. Well, I'll let you be the judge, but I think
I don't want to be the judge. I'm going to let you say it's really good, and then I will agree politely as it's one's job.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my god, he did a great job. Whoa, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's
oh,
she's,
I love her hair.
Thank you, that's my mother's
wig. Her hair wants to speak to the manager. Her hair is so ready to fill out a form.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair has applied for planning permission and knows you have too. Oh my god, she's phenomenal. Phenomenal. She has very pert titties.
Yeah.
I like them. They're very high.
I got like chicken fillet breasts, which I thought they were just going to be literally like bra fillers.
Yeah.
But they've come like very lifelike with areolas and nipples and everything. And it's, yeah,
fabulous.
It's quite interesting.
Fabulous.
I feel like I'm having that sort of like early teenage gay experience that I never really got, where I'm like hiding my fake boobs in my drawer.
That's
like
exciting.
My parents don't see them. They know I'm doing drag, but yeah. I don't know why. I think the thought of them discovering fake boobs that I've bought is an element too far.
It's an element of confusion that you don't want to. Yeah. It's like, I don't want, they just got on board with this thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to muddy the water with
kids. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Wait, have you moved home amidst all of this?
I have, yeah.
Oh my God. We are both in full regression mode, aren't we?
I'm going backwards so fast.
Me too.
Snacking like nobody's business around the house.
Yeah, I'm so you've moved in with your parents. I'm moving into a house share. You're doing drag. I just learned to drive. We're living our teenage true selves out now.
It's great. I think we're thriving.
Yeah. Please support the Patreon. And how's living with your parents?
It's all right. I've been very busy, so I've not like sort of got myself into the doldrums, as it were.
Yeah.
I've been
the doldrums.
It's just been one thing after the other. Yeah, so it's not
That's
too bad.
So funny.
Getting up early to come to this is not enjoyable.
How long is the drive?
Well, it's about an hour and 40 to Ealing, and then Ealing into Tottenham Court Road is about 15 to 30 minutes, depending on train. So basically,
and that businesswoman made us start at 9 today.
Yeah, so I was up at like 5 a.m.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Andrew, that's criminal.
I know, but I to be fair, I think this is the worst day I've scheduled. The other things I've normally tied in stuff either the day before or the day. So it's a, you know, it's a run.
Okay, so... But sorry, wow, I really need to... All I ever say these days is to circle back, which makes me think that maybe I don't have great focus. To circle back, when you say the drag act will be live, where can mm-hmm. people find her?
YouTube and on Instagram, at Jan Honkers.
Fabulous.
And then, yeah, it's going to go out on YouTube. And it's also going to be a podcast, but as the I'm in drag and my first guest is a ventriloquist, I think maybe that's a silly decision. If you're going to watch it anywhere,
that's phenomenal. Who's the ventriloquist?
Max Fulham, my friend.
Phenomenal. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Have you? Do you have any sort of like variety skills? Can you juggle or do like card tricks or anything? Okay. The blinking was perfect.
What do you think, Andrew?
I don't know. I thought you might have like something that you learn like at university to some weird party trick.
I was hosting full 5-course dinner parties at university
with
a cocktail per course.
That's actually a useful party trick.
Like, what do you mean? Yeah, I was like, what do you mean a party trick?
Yeah, that's impressive. I don't think I've ever hosted a dinner party.
We're different people.
We really are.
No, that's okay. We diverged so fast. You were like, do you do ventriloquism? And I was like, have you heard of napkins? I like linen napkins.
Oh, have you read Tom Allen's book, No Shame? He's got two out, but No Shame's the first one.
No.
It's so, because he talks about being like a 13-year-old boy, like putting on a dinner party for all of his friends.
Yeah.
And inviting his teacher along.
Oh my God, bless. That was me though.
Yeah, and that's why it made me think, I think you'd really like
it. My Montessori teacher used to drop in on my birthday parties just to say hello because she was one of my best friends.
Yeah. I'll lend you the book if you like afterwards. It's I think you'd really
it sounds like I've lived it, but yeah. I'm like, it sounds like I've covered it. That's so funny, but yeah, no, I don't have a variety act skill. No. I'm afraid.
Do you know what all the spoons and the forks and stuff are for?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no clue.
Why are you... Really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Have we found a hole in your pretend adultness?
Yeah.
Because you seem so together at 22.
Cutlery, thank you.
It's cutlery.
It's cutlery. Although, I'll tell you this. This is embarrassing. When I was a child and I discovered the concept of finger bowls.
Yeah.
And so I'd go to Harvester, not a fancy establishment for those who don't know. We'd order chicken wings, and I go, oh, well, my fingers will get dirty.
My chickens are going to be so dirty.
And so I get the staff to make me a finger bowl.
Oh, my God, the Harvester? That's so funny. 12-year-old
boy at Harvester being like, excuse me, can I have a finger bowl, please?
And your family were surprised, were they, when you came out?
Yeah. No, they knew.
Yeah, no, that checks out. That makes a lot more sense. How funny. Now, Andrew, mm-hmm. they can catch you on that.
Yes.
You have another little announcement that you've been coding.
What is it? I genuinely don't know.
Didn't you make us a Trusty Hogs website?
Oh, God, yes, sorry.
I don't even know why I'm announcing this, because I know that the very supportive, but if anything, too supportive people on the internet will have already bloody well found it, probably.
When you said coding, I thought you meant in the sense of, like, queer coding. Like, I was sort of, like, putting it like a little hint on my body, and they're like, have you noticed this yet? I thought you meant I was, like, sort of hinting at something. But you meant literally, like, computer coding.
Yeah, do you not have to code a website?
No, it's this sort of a builder website. Actually, if I've not done the job, hopefully I've done it. But if not, if you go to trustyhogs.com,
yeah,
it's currently just a template of a travel website, which I've not edited yet.
No, but I'm hoping that by the time they listen to this, that won't be the case.
Well, this has very much set a hard deadline for me, hasn't it? TrustyHogs.com. We've got
a
new website.
So annoying. Yeah, but no, but doesn't it have to say? Won't it say something on there by then?
Yeah, it will. We'll have like.
Am I the worst?
I'll move all the merch to that website, and you know, if we do events,
but people
and stuff
should
in the future.
Be on there because mm-hmm. soon. I won't say a specific deadline. There will be a little announcement on there too.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to code that you'd been coding. Am I using this right?
I don't know.
To seed that you may or may not have been editing a format that's already been created by a coder about a possible website that we may or may not mm-hmm. have by the time you listen to this podcast. Are you having a nice time, Andrew?
I'm having a great time.
Good. I'm so glad. Any other news?
I don't think so.
AOB?
AOB with yourself?
No, I just always get stressed when it's you and I. Not mm-hmm. because you are stressful. Obviously, Helen's a much more, shall we say, panic-inducing presence. But she always listens.
Yeah.
And that makes me nervous. Like, I'm podcasting exclusively to Helen at the point at which Helen's not here because she's going to listen and she's going to give feedback.
I see. So you feel like this is sort of like your annual review with the boss.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, I've given a chance. I've had a chance without Helen and she's going to give me feedback.
It's less annual review with the boss and more like you've been the boss for so long and now someone's called in sick mm-hmm. and the staff have to watch you go back on the floor.
Oh, I
see. You know what I mean? It's
that's a very fun analogy.
And you'd be like, yeah. We used to have wooden tills when I worked the floor, but I'll be able to figure it out. Is this a tablet? Is it? I'm that guy.
Let's see. I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, but you're the son of the boss. So you being like, Dad, you're smashing this isn't helpful.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
Well, M's a neutral party.
Yeah, it's going great.
Going great, there we go.
It's going great. She said unblinking. And like she's hoping for a raise. Because you have to say that to the boss. But, oh, next time I'll be secret boss, I'll dress in a costume. Do you ever watch that Undercover Boss?
I did used to love Undercover
so
Boss.
So weird.
I loved when you could tell that they could tell because they really started hamming it up. They were like, yeah, I give everything to this company and I really need a new car.
Yeah. And that boss of ours is amazing.
Yeah, I see that. That was one. Was
and I think, if I may, generous. There was, and wonderful. Sorry.
There was one exactly like that. It was a theme park. And this guy was like talking about how much he loves the theme park. And he thinks the boss is great. And the company's so cool. And he's like, and I've actually got some ideas for some coasters. Do you want to see them? And he just had these files ready to like these mapped out coasters. Because he was clearly like trying to get into the theme park industry.
That's
and this guy's
so
nerdy about it that there's no way he doesn't know that that's the boss in front of him in a wig.
In a fake wig. It's so, fake wig? What's a real wig? Anyway, everything's fine. Here's our guest. Are you all ready for him? Please welcome to the podcast, Paddy Young.
And Helen Bauer.
What's up? I'm still on tour. I'm coming to Cork, Dublin, York, Leeds, Nottingham. No, Leeds are sold out. Forget it. Leicester, Bristol, which has got like five left. Reading, Berlin, Birmingham, Guildford, Aldershot, Norwich, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Glasgow. Fuck, this is so much travel. Cambridge, Manchester and Maidenhead. Oh, man, that's going to be... Please come. Please come, because some of those are like when it's really cold and dark out and I'll be sad. Bring gifts. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, it's Catherine Bohart. I'm going on tour with a new show. It's called Again With Feelings. And it'll be on sale from Friday. That's tomorrow if you're listening to this as it's come out. Unless you're on my newsletter, in which case you get early access. I hope you come. Oh, do come. Oh, I'll be so sad if you all went to Helen's and you don't come to mine. Oh God, all she'll do is brag about gifties and I'll just be in an empty room. That would be outrageous. I'd be so upset. Oh, come see me on tour. Please. Thanks. Bye.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Instagrams.
What?
Paddy Young. Instagrams. Because, like, he's like an Instagrammer.
Okay. He's a comedian.
Yeah, but I'd say, like, Instagram and comedian.
What's wild is just as you came in the room, Andrew said, hey, Paddy, I like your sketches. And I heard Skechers. So I was under the table looking at them being like, those are New Balance. And Andrew was being young and cool. But also, I've seen your sketches. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
Into the microphone, you piece of shit. I'm so
you
sorry,
just
Paddy.
Got here. I'm sorry. You've been really...
I got here 15 seconds ago. I've not done a lot of podcasts and things like that, but normally it's between 15 minutes and an hour of just like sort of getting to know each other, having a nice time. I've literally just got here.
I'm going to level with you.
This is cruel.
I'm not always allowed to book guests,
So I've booked, right, and I've told you a time, which isn't the right time I should have told you necessarily, but I also have a meeting at 2, so we're really going to bash this one out. So wait, with love and respect for you, always take a booking through Catherine. Always.
So wait, you booked this, but you're the one that's got a time issue. Yeah. It should be... Surely that you did it and you're like, well, that's not a good time.
No, 100%.
But it's all you.
I was like, oh my God, let's do this. We'll do it at midday. This will be great.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming.
If it's any consolation, she's made me a coffee that looks chewable in her rush.
Yeah, that's got a nice little disc
what
on top of it.
What is that?
That's what a pod... What is that? This is what you wanted.
Can you just look at that in the camera, Andrew? Look at that. It's got like...
Great.
What is that? Was the cup dirty before or has the coffee dirtied the cup? By process of being, like what?
Paddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, there's like
what
so
you've
much
walked into here
stuff floating
called
in it.
Women's hysteria. Okay.
I've heard about
and
this.
And back in the day, we'd give her a finger and she'd be on her way.
Excuse
and
me, huh?
She'd be fine. But instead, she's freaking out because Catherine insisted we used a pod coffee machine in the office, despite the fact pod
coffee.
Did you
coffee make this with a pod
coffee?
Coffee?
Yes.
It's shocked. Awful.
That's Nespresso.
I thought you got the pod machine free from Sunil because you stole it.
Yes, and we got sent the Nespresso free by Simon Moores. Thank you very much. Still,
I think we should probably focus on our guest. Paddy, how
are
you?
No, please. I could listen to pods all day long.
But if you had a choice of coffee, what would you, like, what are the ways of making coffee that you'd go in the order
of? He's rocking back and forth.
I'll tell you something. Yeah, I'm stimming right now. I'm dissociating. I'm in my happy place.
Sunil does that at home.
Yeah, I think it's a you thing.
They do stim a lot.
It's weird. Everyone I know seems to go like this whenever I'm talking. I'm being with someone nice. But let's talk coffee girls, please.
It's like being in a sketch.
Froze me. Not so trusty, these hogs.
But thrushy.
Good stuff.
No, you have to.
Should we talk coffee? Sure.
Yeah.
We must. We
said
really
podcast.
Must. Yeah.
That's podcast. Yeah.
Well, I've just moved in with your friend of mine, Adam Flood.
No.
Yeah. No way. Yeah. From Liverpool.
He's from Stoke. His dad's from Liverpool.
Whoops, they amazing. Literally all sounds the same to me.
Wow.
Are you
wow.
from Liverpool?
No.
No, me neither.
It's good.
That's just and generic on... North.
Yes, just, yeah, that's what General
Where are you
Northern
from?
Would spotlight.
Yorkshire.
Scarborough.
Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. Well, I think Adam Flood's very funny.
He's very funny. Well, more importantly, he's got a coffee machine.
Nice. Useful
no,
to you.
No, wait very... until you find out, because there's some machines that are just shit, okay? Talk to us.
So, I don't know what it's called. He calls it his breakdown machine because he got it in a time of crisis.
Okay, nice.
But it's a proper espresso.
Oh, is it DeLonghi?
Huh? I'm not sure it's DeLonghi, but it's a proper thing where you grind the beans.
The beans
in it.
That's a DeLonghi
goes
for
in it,
sure.
It's espresso. It's got a little pressure gauge.
That's a DeLonghi if it's anything.
A little one for the milk. Froth it up.
That sounds like a DeLonghi, doesn't it, Em?
I couldn't say.
It does to me. That sounds incredible. And you live with
where
that.
Where is the solid?
Are you allowed to use it?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah. Twice a day.
Where do you buy your beans
Twice
from?
Twice a day. What so time are you getting these coffees in?
So, if we let's go into it. I've been a tea man most of my life.
Yeah, Scarborough.
Then I started going. Yorkshire tea. Yeah, yeah.
You can swim in the sea in Scarborough, but I'm telling you now, it'd be tetleys if it ain't one.
I didn't make sense. It was so close to a sentence and indeed an accent. Go on.
I'm not sat down yet.
Please can I try it again?
Try what?
Oh, yeah, you can come up Scarborough for the weekend. We can have a little paddle, but just be warned, the sea is made of Yorkshire tea.
Can I do my German accent?
Yeah.
There's one particular... Well, she's more Austrian, but...
Hitler!
It can't be Hitler every episode. It can't
Is it normally Hitler?
Oh, my God, there's
Hitler
so much...
Really?
Hitler gear around here. Go on.
Really? What, Hitler?
Just do your freaking coffee orders. I want to know when you get them and what time you're having them. I'm desperate to know, Paddy.
All right,
you're holding out on me and I don't know
why. Now it's 2 days. I have one when I get up. And then one about 2
or 3
p.m. It depends.
What time are you getting up, Paddy?
Generally about 9.
Nine.
Is that all right?
A really big boy time.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm just random, like whenever.
I can't. I get very disturbed by alarm noises. So I have a radio alarm clock.
That's literally the function of them.
Yeah, I know, but it ruins my... It jolts me awake. Yeah. So I have to have a radio alarm clock.
You get a fright.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a radio alarm
And the news scares me, so I have to set the... the
Radio 6, babe.
Yeah, so yeah, but if you do it on the hour, it's news. So I have to do 9:05 or 3 minutes past nine. You just
or
get
5:02. You could go 5:02.
Or 5:02, but then you're waking up in the eights, and you're like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean? It makes a big difference.
Who am I showing off to? I'm waking up then.
Yeah, 9:05 or 9:03 today.
Can I surprise you?
Please.
I also have a coffee when I wake up too.
Do you? Wow.
And what I do is I sleep naked.
That's crazy. That's so weird, isn't it? This is really starting to freak me out.
Are you guys on a first date? What's happening?
My room's just off the living room. You've been over, you know, my flat. So, yeah. Not when I was there, obviously. Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
And I come out my room and I put a towel around me, sort of like a vague nod to covering my body, because I'm fully naked. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I boil the kettle, I have a shower. Then when I come out, I make the coffee. Because it's like, it's been boiled, but it's cooled down enough that the coffee granules will still melt, but it's immediately drinkable.
Oh, so it's instant coffee?
Yes.
Nice.
Horrible.
Because I think, no, it's the most caffeinated.
Is that true? I love it.
Is it the most caffeinated? It's the most caffeinated is the freeze-dried granules. Andrew's checking it because I feel like no one believes me, even though I am the smartest.
But couldn't you just have a bigger cup of a nicer coffee?
There you go.
But then I'd have to buy a machine.
Ground coffee is, most.
Yeah.
Most caffeinated.
Ground, but is that a ground instant or just ground?
Ground coffee can granules.
Yeah, granules, yeah. Right. This is from hotelchocolat.com.
Thank you very much. So it gives you the biggest hit, but also...
Won't be staying there.
Do you remember when me and Sunil wanted to do that sketch?
Yes.
We were going to go into Hotel Chocolat and he was going to go with a suitcase and go, any rooms? We didn't do it.
Paddy, wow, coffee. We're all learning.
I'm not about yours.
Yeah.
I should really drink less. I drink too much coffee. I only really drink a black unless I'm out, in which case I'll have an oat cappuccino. But at the moment, I'm on about 4 a day, and that's too many.
Yeah.
And it has a massive impact on my mental well-being.
It's bad for you, for sure.
It's making me incredibly anxious.
It's hard to take out a coffee because like the ritual of having a hot drink at that time. But have you done like the one-shot thing?
No, what's that?
When you go like, because an oat cappuccino, that's got like, a full shot of an espresso in it, whereas you could have one shot of ristretto, so like half an espresso shot.
Okay.
So you're getting half the amount of coffee, but you've still got the ritual of making a coffee.
Here's where I'm at mentally. I'm moving house in, when this comes out, 3 weeks. For the past 14 weeks, I've been like, well, in a couple of weeks, I'm moving. Mm-hmm. And in that time, I have eaten so much takeaway, drank so much takeaway coffee, spent absolutely crazy amounts of money on nonsense and ultimately not really cleaned my house because I'd be like, well, in a couple of weeks I'm moving. But it's been happening for months. Mm-hmm. And so I hear you, but I don't think I'm in the right place to make positive changes in my life. What's going to happen instead is I'm going to move into this house and then I'll be perfect. So don't worry about me.
Where's this house?
I have to stop saying where I live on the podcast. Okay. Yeah.
I'm in South London.
Me too.
I'm currently in West London and it's so lovely living alone.
You live alone?
Yeah.
Wow. Miss
Havisham. And now I'm moving in with her into a house share.
Wait, so is it just you and Adam flat?
Yeah. I was in an amazing flat share. I lived in London Bridge until recently for £500 a month.
Shut the fuck up.
Crazy.
How?
Balcony, looked at the Shard.
How did you get that?
How the hell? Did you live with 74 people?
No, I lived with 2 people. It was amazing.
What happened? They noticed?
The landlord gave it back to his daughters. I don't know if I should talk about this because we're still fighting over the deposit.
Definitely don't.
I think it's okay. I don't think I'm going to guess your landlord of multiple daughters who he just doles out flats to isn't a big listener of the old Hogs Pod.
No. Daughters might be, though.
Well, fuck you guys. Fuck you, you little landlord.
Tell you what, though, what I've just done is I've delivered my trainers. I've got some new trainers. I've made a big mistake with these trainers because I've been looking for trainers for a while. I've ordered because
you've had them delivered to the wrong address.
Yeah, delivered there, so they're getting there today. So I'm gonna have to go and pick them up. The other mistake I've made.
Yikes! What if you fall in love with one of the landlord's daughter and then you get to live back in your room but you pay nothing?
It's
a beautiful love story.
Yeah, I'm no longer his tenant. I'm his son-in-law. That's a Richard Curtis film.
That's so good.
But it's quite a multicultural area, actually.
None of the leads.
Personally.
Just to be clear, what's the film called and who's in it?
What's the film called? Wow.
Just for the benefit of the listeners, we have jumped around a little bit whilst Paddy is thinking. We are currently casting and naming a film by Richard Curtis that stars, he was once his landlord, now it's his father-in-law.
Like, there's something about, is it like...
To Let Into Love?
Oh, it's so good.
Do we hate
it? I love it. Oh my God, I love it. They're not even going to call the size 10 lead fat anymore either. She'll just be your girlfriend. Yeah. Not your girlfriend
so
with a
good.
Great personality.
Say it one more time. I've already forgotten it.
To Let Into Love.
To Let Into Love. But I got distracted with the word. I got this too many L words to remember it.
Do you want me to say it in Kraut?
Wow. I love it in Kraut. It's so good. Oh my God. So you're the lead. That's so great.
That'd be good.
I wonder if maybe he's
can I
like,
be in it, please?
Yeah. You could be...
You're one of the sisters. You're one of the sisters who has to move out because she's got a husband.
Yeah,
they're not fair. He's never fair at all, better. Yeah, I can do that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah. So you're the other sister. Who are you going to be?
I think that this time the creep who comes to the door with the like signpost or some sort of profession mm-hmm. that's unwanted is, and we've moved on enough for her to be gay.
Okay, great.
So I'm the friend who's like, but I thought we were going to live in your dad's house together.
Yeah.
And she's like, we were always just friends.
And then how about you move downstairs so you're still part of the film the whole way through it? Like you've never fully moved on.
Yeah.
Because you're like, closeness makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
And everyone else has forgotten who the Beatles are except you. We'll do more.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Good. I think
we can see it. Have a part in it, please.
Of course.
Sunil would have a part in the actual Richard Curtis film, even if he's we weren't casting. Yeah, he would be in it. So, Paddy, has your day been other than your coffee?
Day? Well, very short. Like I say, I was up...
9.03. Got on the old tube.
Got on another bus. That's the thing, because I was so central before. So I'm really adjusting to that.
Where what are you living now?
I'm now...
Oh, no, we shouldn't ask this.
South London, but nowhere near a station. Before we move completely on from coffee... Our friend Ed Knight, do you know about his little coffee habits?
It's horrible.
Horrible.
Well, listen, if there's anything like... I haven't seen Ed in ages. I miss little Ed Knight.
He's exactly the same.
I have to stop. I always say little before I say Ed Knight, which I shouldn't because he's a fully grown man.
Nope, he's still little.
I adore him. He drinks, shall we say, too much coffee?
Yeah, he goes to bed with a thermos of coffee so that as soon as he wakes up, he can have it. So he's like clutching it like a little goblin.
Christ.
Ed Knight, a friend of all of ours, obviously co-host of Slime Country podcast, listen to Slime Country everywhere you get your podcast.
He should put his coffee in his hot water bottle.
He is the most disgusting boy.
Yeah, it's awful.
Because then it would keep his toesies warm and then...
Oh, in a hot water bottle, yeah.
He's minging. He smokes in his room. He's just the most disgusting, cretinous little
he's
boy.
Funny, he's funny, though.
I once saw him. No, I once saw him. I was like, what do you want for
you know
for
somebody
lunch?
More disgusting?
Huh?
Who's more disgusting than him?
It's not disgusting. He's a stoic.
I saw him get so drunk, he puked up his guts, puked on himself, and then for lunch had a pot noodle. He recovered from vomiting from alcohol poisoning.
I don't think we should be slagging him off, but he's not here to defend
within 3 hours. Call him up. I don't give a shit.
Wait, do they slag me off on Slime Country?
All the time.
Fuck that guy.
All the time. Actually, it's more like the podcast in general, but yeah.
Okay.
Have you been on Slime Country?
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Did you have a better time than you're having here? Are you having a nice time here? Do you want another coffee or anything? Do you want something nice? Are you having a nice time?
I'm having a nice time, yeah. It was a lot more... Well, I guess you guys are very like efficient and businessy and ruthless and cutthroat. Whereas those boys are lazy. So I had a lovely time. I was there, 6 hours for half an hour? I don't think they ever turned the cameras on, actually. I think we had to go back and do it every time. So it was a lovely day, but utterly useless. Because they're determined not to build an audience. They terrify. When they get a new subscriber, they're like, right, we've got to get rid of one of the mics. I'm being mean. It's so funny. You should listen to it. It's genuinely one of the funniest podcasts.
Oh, we've already plugged it.
So
everyone
listens to
it.
Slime. Big up Slime.
We're Slimers for life.
Slime. Oh, God.
Here's the problem.
I've never listened, but it sounds good.
Here, we like... pick our times and we invite guests on and we try to be really organised and make sure everyone's here. Sometimes I get the timings wrong, but I'm trying my best. Mm-hmm. And then there, Sunil's like, oh, we're recording Slime Country at midday. And I'm like, oh, you better go now. And he's like, no, the other won't arrive till 1, so I'll aim for 1.
Yeah.
And then our message like was something. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, you must be doing the podcast. He's like, no, we're having lunch.
Wait, are they still doing it out of your house?
No, thank God. They've got a studio now.
That's what I thought.
But then... it takes them probably about 4 hours to start recording an episode. And when they do, and I listen to every episode, it's like, how did you choose that?
Wow.
How did you choose that to be your start point?
That's so funny. Like, all of them eating.
Two of them going like, oh, what did you get from the bum me place?
Oh, cool. My God.
Like, that was yikes. When you jumped in.
Yikes.
Did you hog start here? Or were you somewhere else first?
No. God, what a journey we've been on.
You were on the Vauxhall. You were part of that.
Mm. Before that, we did two episodes in Vauxhall.
In Shoreditch.
Yeah. To test the theory. Then we went to Vauxhall. They told us they were closing down. Mm. We panicked. We rented our own office. We did it up, as you can see. We signed a very long contract. We really, really did like lose our minds. We acted very quickly. It was very stressful. The hogs came out in support. It was amazing.
But now we've got just somewhere to keep all our pigs.
Just as soon as we'd hung the sign, Vauxhall did reopen. Oh. but actually, we love our little sty. Don't you feel happy here?
Yeah. I mean, love Vauxhall, but I mean, it's interesting doing a podcast outside of a shipping container.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's lovely. It's very nice.
Just one for Helen.
Looks good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Do you want to do a podcast?
So when did you guys move in? Oh. Sorry.
One day, yes. September.
Okay, so have you done the place up, the two boys?
Well, it's been a difficult... basically, I don't have a lot of stuff in many ways, but for the place that I've moved into, I've got too much stuff. So okay. I've got all stuff everywhere. All my bedroom's just full of like stuff. I ordered caps. I sell caps after my show, and they're just like up in piles.
Okay.
So, and I've been slowly just sort of manipulating Adam to get things that I want. So I've got a shoe rack in the hall now.
Nice.
Which is lovely.
Nice.
Lovely. And
three tier. Lovely.
Fabulous.
Three tier and a thing on top to put a little key dish in.
Lovely.
Oh. Wait, is it?
So you just come in, honey?
Are they? Hidden? Are they hidden away, the shoes, or do you pull them out, or are they just open?
No, it's open, but it's wooden. It's like classy. Lovely. It feels like lovely.
Okay, Catherine's got the best shoe rack.
Really?
It's very thin. They sit flat, like.
Oh, they go in. Yeah, he's looking
and,
at those.
And they just pull it, and it's so neat and tidy. And I have a very, very narrow hallway, so it's perfect because you get a lot of shoes in a small space. And then, yes, my key on the door of course.
And can you see the shoes? Where, or do they go all the way
all
in?
All the way.
Really? That's that safe.
Everything in Catherine's flat is a secret. Everything's a secret.
Really?
You'll never know what's around each cupboard.
Do you imagine that all your objects,
I like everything away.
Yeah, it's like Toy Story. That when you leave, they'll work.
Well, I just think the things that are out should be beautiful and everything else should be away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Catherine finds my flat challenging.
It's a lot. It's confronting, which is an aesthetic, I think.
It is. So shoe rack, what else are you trying to get Adam to buy?
What did I get? This is brilliant. Got him to get a fridge. Because he had a little fridge.
What were you going to do before? Just dig a hole in the floor with salt?
He's a stoic. A little fridge he had, and it had that awful thing where you just have one freezer door that doesn't close.
Oh, hang on, was he living there before you moved in?
Yes.
You must have a fridge as well. I once went out with a guy, do you remember I told you this? And he didn't have a fridge, and he only drank UHT milk. And then he got a stomach ulcer and ended up in hospital.
Wait. Plot point. Your landlord falls in love with the sister who's being ditched by the... You're the older sister who's being ditched by your one because she's fallen in love with this lad and he's moving back into the London Bridge flat. But that's fine because you can stay with his friend for a little while and then you and Adam Flood fall in love.
Wait, I think I need a flow chart.
Wife swap. Yeah, you need a flow chart for two couples? Men are so bad at gossip.
So am I the sister?
What the hell? Get it together.
Wait, so who's...
Everyone's straight and you're just swapping flats. It's very simple. Richard doesn't even make it complicated.
You're not straight.
I'm not in this story.
Oh, why not? Why should you uncast yourself?
Bye, erasure.
Thank you so much for being concerned about that. Thank you.
I'm making sure this podcast doesn't pass the Bechdel test.
And it mustn't.
And it never
God willing it won't. So I'm in I'm one of the sisters, right, but so Paddy moves in and I move out and we flat swap.
No, landlord
And you go to the old place in Peckham.
No, look, it's
Wait, come on, cut it out. Peckham, fuck's sake.
It's not Peckham.
No, it's not.
It's actually not Peckham. So no.
It's fine. It's
well,
fine.
Can you?
I know that.
And then she and Adam Flood fall in love.
That's lovely. That's really nice.
Is Adam single?
Yeah.
Tell him I'm very interested.
Okay, we're telling a lot of Adam's business on this podcast.
Yeah, do you know, that's a good point.
Who are you? Tell us something about you that we don't know, Paddy.
We don't know.
Star sign?
Guess.
Look at me.
Aries.
Aquarius.
Cancer.
Oh, my mom's a Cancer.
I'm sorry to hear.
My sister. What date?
June. No.
May.
July.
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 6th?
11th. What does it mean? Tell me.
I don't know. Oh. What else can we learn about you? How many siblings?
3.
You're one of 4?
Yep.
Middle?
Yep.
Mm. Irish family?
3 sisters.
Are you second from the, or the, you're one from the youngest?
My older sister is 2 years older. My younger sisters are twins. They're 3 years younger.
Whoa. Oh my God. So you got ditched for twins. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I got what? For twins? Paddy.
You got sisters. For
yeah, I got ditched, did you say?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means like left behind for twins.
Oh, left behind. Never thought about it that way. What do you mean left behind?
Oh, just because isn't that the middle child narrative that you...
Oh, I guess. I think it's different when you're the only boy, though.
Oh, they are besotted with the boy. Of course they are.
Well, we all get... I think we all
you're
got...
You're so self-aware.
We all got a good deal, I think.
Oh, nice.
The Little Prince.
Whoa, are you a comedian telling us you had a nice childhood?
Well, a nice family life, for
the
sure.
The comic's broken! That's so nice. Mm. That's so lovely. Do you get on with your siblings?
Yeah, I really do. They all live in London.
That's so nice. Yeah. Are the twins identical?
Yeah.
That gives me the creeps when they're adults. Adult twins is my nightmare.
Do they still dress
the same?
They don't dress the same.
Thank God. No, but that's when it creeps me out when you see... Oh my God. So a while ago at the Comedy Store, this couple, you couldn't have told, came dressed the same. Man and woman. I thought they were
like
adult
Victoria
twins.
Like Victoria
Beckham. Gave me the freaking heebie-jeebies. But not even complimentary, like the same outfit. Gave me the...
I think that's so adorable. Like, you know those American families that like all wear matching outfits to do their family portrait?
Or their Christmas card.
Their Christmas card.
Yeah.
Oh, gather around, Shelby. We're doing a Christmas card. And Shelby's a horse, you know. Like, there's that level of American family.
She's
where,
a
like,
donkey.
They're like, he's not a dog. He's my brother.
That's good stuff.
That's what I want to get to, actually. Like, family. Because you said you had, like, such a lovely family.
Yeah.
It's like...
Wait, are the twins people?
What do you mean?
Oh, they're not horses.
No. But they are identical.
They're my sisters. They're turtle doves. I think it'd be so nice to get to that point where you're like, this is Sheila, she's a donkey, and she's been with her 7 years. And just like have her at breakfast every morning. I think that'd be such a happy family setup for me.
Can you talk
to Sunil?
Yeah, what do you want me to say to him?
Helen would like a donkey called Sheila. Oh, and a goat called Jessica, which I now have. Thank you so much for the gifty. I remembered.
Before we move on to our advice, and we have to and we must and we will, I was wondering, this episode comes out the week of Halloween.
Wow.
What are your feelings on it?
I enjoy it. I've not gone trick-or-treating in a little while. No. I liked watching spooky films when we re-release old ones in the cinema.
Which one's your fave?
Favourite scary film?
I hate scary films, by the way.
I don't know what my favourite scary film is. Have you ever seen Hollow Man?
No.
It's horny.
Horny?
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
It's Kevin Bacon. He gets to go invisible. He's a scientist.
Oh, so he's just creeping around women. Yeah.
It's not my favourite, though.
Down, Andrew. I'd like
What's
to
your
watch
favorite?
It.
Favourite?
What one gives you the creeps most when you think about you watching it as a kid? Like, what one gave you the... Spooks.
Flubber.
Yeah, Flubber's scary.
It's
when it goes up the guy's batty.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Where's that coming out? Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. Also, that's definitely a chemical substance and it's all natural here.
Man in the Iron Mask gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, that's
that.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah.
It's they punish this man by putting an iron mask on him and it's very disturbing.
Aren't they twins? Are they cousins?
Yeah, it's like the king's brother, maybe. Yeah. It's all very creepy.
Okay, that sounds good. Do you ever watch Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
I didn't think that was so bad.
It was terrifying.
Okay.
Watched it at Hannah Cohen's sleepover one year.
Fucking Hannah Cohen.
At her grandma's house. And it was so frightening. And all the other girls were like, ah, we've seen it before. And I was pretending I wasn't terrified and I was too scared to go to the toilet. So I just lay in my sleeping bag, just like holding it all night in excruciating pain because I was too scared to go.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was a good time, wasn't it? Being like sort of 12, 13 years old and watching the worst. Because I remember you go, if you could, did you ever get grown-ups to buy you stuff in HMV? Me and my friends used to do that. Like, we'd see the films. We'd always go to the...
Sorry, hang on.
We'd always go to the 18 films, right? The films that had 18 on it. And we'd always look at the metrics. You know, sometimes it would say, contains violence.
Yeah. Oh, but sometimes I have a thick dad. He would just rent them out for us. Yeah. I need to trick anyone when you got Michael at home.
Well, she's 18 in donkey years.
Don't worry, it won't touch her side. She's not my brain.
Sometimes it would say, like... violence and language and sexy stuff, and you'd be like, God, I have to see this film so much. I remember there was like they re-released a bunch of horror films that got banned, and then re-released like The Evil Dead.
Whoa!
Me and my friends, yeah, I remember I got a guy in HMV to. Oh no, it was Woolworths actually, and he did
it. So hang on, paint the picture. Are you waiting outside?
No, I'm inside.
Okay.
And I see there's an 18 DVD that I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
It was actually, it's really embarrassing, a Steve-O DVD.
As so in Old Jacker? Yeah. Oh my God.
He did, he did his own DVDs that were like, even like, it was like, it was even, I remember the
like his own Blair Witch Project?
No, but it wasn't a horror film.
Hey guys.
It wasn't a horror film.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we'd switch genre. Okay, so Steve-O doing his thing.
Yeah, and I remember the cover was him coming out of a coffin and he's like,
oh my God.
And I remember seeing all the metrics next to it of all the bad things it had, and it was all the bad things, and I was like, and it was saying, like, too extreme for Jackass. And I was like, I have to see this film. But you I knew must. My parents wouldn't. My parents let me watch Jackass. But this just, you could see from it. It was even, like, designed to be.
But this is too extreme for Jackass. Yeah. So I get it.
So I said to this guy, this man, who I guess probably wasn't, like, now, probably only in his 20s. But, you know, back then, you just feel.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. And I said to him, will you buy me this DVD? I'll give you the money. And he said, yeah. And he did. Isn't that nice?
No, that's predatory and feels kind of weirdly groomy.
Predatory? I went up to him.
Yeah, but it feels like he was...
I kissed him.
He was an opportunistic groomer.
Did he make a profit off you or was he just a good man doing a good job?
He's just a good man doing a good job.
He might have just been a good goody who was just sort of like, you know what, this
he might have seen himself in me.
Violence.
Not in that way.
Yeah. Maybe it was...
High five! Big tens!
Maybe it was Steve-O, but in like a hoodie or like a...
What, to get one of those,
yeah. What I love even more is your pronunciation of Steve-O. Steve-O!
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were talking about Steve
alive,
P.
Okay. Well, interesting. But...
I never bought DVDs, though, when I was little.
Really?
No, that's we always hundreds. Went to the Burn. Three videos for £3 for three nights.
You wow. seem like a DVD guy. And so does case. And so does Ed Knight. So that makes sense. Do you take them out of their boxes and put them into your case?
Yeah, and
for on the go. Like.
Yeah, and I got. I'm not even gonna say that. I got a portable DVD player.
Oh yeah, the
tiny
best.
One.
The
and
best.
Then anytime we went somewhere, even just for the weekend, I'd bring literally like 60 DVDs. Or, you know, like it'd be two, and then two. Yeah. Yeah.
Were they alphabetized?
They weren't, but they were sort of genre. I had all the Saw films.
Of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do look back, and I'm glad that my parents were in some ways, in terms of like media, they were very liberal.
Yeah.
They just sort of like, I had like Eminem really young and had like the horror films really, really young.
Yeah.
When you first said Eminem, I was like, you ate Eminems really young.
Like, yeah,
yeah. 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 Pretty liberal parents, yeah. You guys.
And not just the natural brown ones. I was having yellows or greens.
I wanted amazing. A portable DVD player so bad, but I had Extras season 2.
Awesome.
On DVD, Ugly Betty season 1, Bridget Jones 2.
Nice.
And Jane Eyre.
Really nice.
Wow. One
really
or two.
Nice. Yeah. Are you going to dress up for Halloween? And if you were going to, what would you go as?
Well, I'm actually invited to a party on Halloween. How annoying is this? It's in like a bar and the last entry is 11:30 PM. And after that, you've got to pay to get in. But I'm doing a gig that finishes at 11:30, so I'm not sure I'm going to be able to go.
Swap with someone, go on earlier.
It's my gig.
Okay, yeah, no option then.
All right, okay. And it's on Halloween night,
It's on the Saturday night.
Yeah. If it's any consolation, my situation is that my girlfriend's having a Halloween party and...
No last entry?
I'm gigging.
I'll be there.
No, I'm gigging in Scotland.
Oh.
So
I'll
I can't
be there
go.
If you want to come with me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
This other one.
It's no boys. It's not no voice, you can totally go.
I didn't think I needed a costume for that party, but now I realise I do because I've already got my
are
costume.
Are you still going?
Sorted for, yes.
But I'm not able to go. Ellen wants you to go though.
But
that's so
I was
annoying.
Also invited.
Yeah, I know. I'm just so annoyed that you're still going
on.
I guarantee I'll get socially anxious and cancel. There's no, no way I'm going.
I don't want
There's
that. No I want you to go. She'll love you to be there.
No, because Paddy won't be there. So I don't know what to do with myself.
I'll be there.
They'll be.
Promise?
Yeah.
Promises.
Great. You're both invited.
I'm just going to say this. I've had a 5, a 10, and a 1 from her, and nothing from you.
I don't really like touching. Mm-hmm. And well, I don't know you that well. I only just found out your star sign. Uh-huh. I know more about Adam Flood. I'd be willing to give him a high 10.
Oh.
Paddy, we could walk through the party and you can watch everyone start stimming as I walk.
like Moses.
Like, everyone's happy to see me. The party don't start till I walk in.
That's awesome.
No?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, because I've got a costume sorted for online gig. But I was like, I messaged Catherine being like, oh my God, I've got my costume.
I knew what it was before you even gave me a clue.
Did you actually?
My first guess, and then you were like, I'll give you one clue. And I was like, I know what it is. So here's how the conversation goes. You do your side, I'll do my side. No, we remember the words. Come on.
You remember our conversation?
You texted me,
days ago?
Go on, you're like.
Oh my God, I've got the best costume for online show.
I turned to Ellen beside me and go, Helen's going to dress up as me. You go.
And then you went, oh my God, what is it? And yeah. I went, I can't tell you.
No,
I can give
the
hints.
The tone was actually, oh my God, what is it? But you read it as, oh my God, what is
oh,
it?
Oh yeah,
so
no,
sweet.
I did read it as excited. And I was like, I can give you hints. And you went, go on. And I went, I've bought a freckle pen. And Catherine went, it's me. And then just stopped.
I stopped replying. And then Helen's like, I've ordered a wig. I've ordered a da, 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 da. And I was like, mm-hmm.
It's so good. I've got this red wig and I've got a freckle pen. And then I'm going to wear something with a collar. Yeah?
Yeah,
and I'm going to say things like, oh, have you tried hand sanitizer? And you're disgusting. And
you use way more hand sanitizer than me. I just wash my hands.
And, oh, yeah, but that's so much effort with the standing and the turning and the twisting. And what's another Catherine catchphrase?
So again, Paddy, what would you go
so
with?
Again.
I don't know. I used to use the same ones over and over again. I got a lobster costume that I was given after I did a play, and so I just used that.
Was it a play of Love Actually?
Was the lobster in Love Actually?
Yeah, as played by Lulu Popwell, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
The car and the kid. The kid in the car and the kid.
Really?
The kid in the car.
Lobster. I can't remember.
Are you going to be the lobster at the birth of Jesus?
Yes, yeah.
First lobster.
Oh, I don't remember, but that sounds.
Have
good.
You ever seen Love Actually?
I think so.
You might have seen the Scarborough version of it.
Yeah,
actually.
What?
Turns out, love.
No,
actually,
no, it'd be actually love.
Actually love.
Actually love, yes!
It's all around. Please. Please, Richard Curtis, please
That's
get in contact.
That's your Christmas sketch. Actually love.
All right, we'll get it done.
That's your Christmas sketch. That's so good.
Actually love.
Love Actually is very sexist. Yeah. You can just be two men explaining why it's a sexist concept.
It is a sexist film, isn't it? That's what they say. I read an essay about it.
Yeah, see, there you go. There's your sketch. There's your sketch.
Why is it sexist?
Why am I an aunt?
Someone did a graph of like the more a woman talks in that film, the worse her love life is.
Yeah, that checks
out.
Because that woman, when I can't...
No, we don't have time. Not today.
I'm sorry, Marianne. Catherine says we don't have time.
Chicken happy.
Chicken happy. Oh, yes, I sent her a video of a chicken. I'll call you later. Bye.
Chicken happy.
Chicken happy. Oh, it's so cute. So sorry, Olga Koch found a video of special needs chickens wearing booties to help them with their movement.
Do you know what? Slime Country is quite professional.
That's the whole problem.
Oh my God. Wait, Paddy, what kind of advice giver are you?
Probably one of those ones that's actually talking to themselves in the past.
Oh.
So that's obviously.
So good.
Yeah.
I think I might be that.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this works. People are writing in.
Yeah.
Right, awesome.
Talking that's so fascinating.
And is it sometimes really heavy? Mm.
Oh yeah.
Often.
Welcome
but
to
I'm
the
I'm guessing you've got
lunch.
A light spin on it. That was my guess.
Not me.
I've actually found a light one and a very apt one.
Oh, my God,
a lot of scrolling to find a light one.
You've been scrolling this whole time because what you learned about Paddy is keep it light?
I just thought maybe let's not like dump a lot of lesbian trauma on Paddy. Having just sort of...
I really hope the mic picked up that gulp.
That was a beautiful gulp. I mean, it is a lesbian issue, but one that's a bit lighter. Me? Hello. This is from F.
Hi, F.
For fingers. I get it. Very droll.
Or frotting. Come on,
or frotting.
Helen. Let's
or
be
frotting.
Inclusive.
Apologies.
Me and my girlfriend, both 23 female.
Both 23?
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Have been dating for 8 months and are going to my friend's Halloween party later this month. We have been talking about couples' costumes for weeks, and I thought we had agreed on Daphne and Velma.
Right.
But after I sent her my Velma outfit I had spent ages picking out, she replied with one of her as Cruella de Vil. Apparently, she thought the costume chat was all hypothetical and that it's too soon and cringe for couples' costumes. I know it's silly, but I feel quite hurt and let down. Is this an early red flag? Is this just my communication problem? I think she should come as Daphne anyway, especially as it's my friend's party and she's the plus one. But I don't know how to ask for that without her calling me cringe or saying that I'm being too much. I know I'm imagining those potential responses, but I am just stuck on what to do. Please help.
I can solve this for you one word. What's Cruella de Vil's...
One word.
Oh. Three sentences. Three sentences.
Wow, I've never held into that before. That was fascinating. I can do that? That's a move? Whoa, this podcast just got shorter. Go on. Three sentences. Let's see half of them. Go on.
Cruella de Vil's main staple is the cigarette and the cigarette holder. Go as the cigarette and the cigarette holder, and then your girlfriend has to suck on you all night.
It is three sentences, to be fair.
Yeah, problem solved.
Okay.
It's not cringe, it's banter. Go as the puppy.
Whose heart she broke and then killed.
Oh.
Gosh. Can I... Well, please, go ahead, Paddy, actually.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think Velma and Daphne are like a pair, really. So I think that's not like an obvious...
Get in there with your pedantry, yes, I agree, to be fair.
So I'm saying she should offer an olive branch and see if they can, go a pair, Cruella de Vil and something. She can go as, well not, but she could go as 101 Dalmatians.
She could go as the coat.
Or the dogs, like when they're still, or one of the dogs.
Lucky.
Because it sounds like... She should find out. They should find out if they can. Does she not want to be in a couple costume, or does she not want that particular one?
The partner does not want to do a couple's costume because she thinks it's too cringy,
right?
But
and too soon.
F, who's written in,
said too soon.
Oh, she said it's too soon.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't listening properly.
And see, that's why you should date a woman.
Imagine if I had given you like a very complex lesbian trauma.
That wasn't complex.
This is the lightest problem we could find.
Right, I need to start revising.
Don't you feel like that's like, it's not too soon. It's just a silly one night couples like party, just dress in matching costumes. I think that's cute.
Yeah.
Look, I'd do it with someone I just met.
Here's the thing. Obviously a couple's costume is light and it's really, truly very low stakes. But the second you make this into a thing, you're the person making it a big deal. And I don't think that you should have to do that. Like, if she doesn't want to do the costume, fine. Like, it's not that big a deal. You can think of your own costume. And also, like, you don't actually want a scenario where you forced her into wearing a couple's costume with you because it's your friend's party. And I think she's being a little bit... taking it a little bit seriously, as in like it probably means more, but maybe the real conversation underneath it feels like you're at differing degrees of commitment. But am I reading too much into it? Maybe I'd have a conversation about like what she thinks it means and why that's worrying her. Just be like, forget the costumes for a second, we'll just go in our own costumes, but like, what are you worried it will say to the world if we did a couple's costume that we're a couple, aren't we? Why is that important? But maybe it's about like she just wants to like maintain a bit of, when you're early on in a relationship, it's like, oh my God, is my identity being subsumed in this? Like, I do want to still be an independent person. So I think it's fine to just want to go in your own costume. I don't think you should say it's my friend's party, so you have to do what I say. I think that makes her feel like you're plus one and not like an actual invited guest.
I just thought of a good couple's costume.
And I think it makes you seem a little...
The Battle of Stalingrad.
What are we going as?
One German, one Russian. And together, you are the Battle of Stalingrad.
Right.
Sorry, that was brilliant until then.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I just think there's stuff underneath.
You're the red flag.
Well, I think it's not a heavy issue, but it obviously like symbolises something for both of you. And you seem to want her to do what you want her to do. And she seems to want a little bit of like independent identity. And I definitely don't think you should like make it a rule about what she wears. But no judgment.
Yeah, I mean, it's all just a bit serious, isn't it, really?
Exactly. It's just like a light. It should just be a fun thing. Why don't you just like both just go, okay, it's disappointing. She doesn't want to do what I want to do. But maybe that's something we have to look forward to in the future. What can I do that I won't be able to do when we are in that phase of our relationship that I want to do now myself? That's all me. And then just go with something fucking amazing.
Ejaculation. That's always a funny costume.
How'd you do that?
You've got to have constant like bouts of like lube on you and just constantly be ready to be like, I'm ejaculation. And look like you're shooting out.
You have to say it though.
Covered in it. Yeah.
It's not the best costume if you have to keep saying it.
That's a really good point, actually. I've never done that many good costumes over the years. Like I had a witch's hat.
And what were you saying? I'm a witch's hat. Like,
no, I was being my witch that wanks. Have you done the impression this year yet?
Oh, have you been the witch that wanks?
Yeah.
No, go on.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Here's a Halloween special. The witch that wanks. Here we go.
Oh, the cauldron's babbling. Ah!
It's good.
Come on, that's good
that
stuff.
Is good. That is good. Hope that helps.
It's just the best impression I've got in my entire life.
Do you know what? You are good at giving advice.
Do you miss slime country?
Yeah, those boys, they looked after me.
Oh, yeah.
We take care of you,
you
too. We're trying.
Yeah, no, you do for sure.
We've just got a very manic energy today. Mm-hmm. And that's probably because of coffee. It all comes back to the beginning.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. Sounds like you guys need a bit of advice yourself.
Hey, could you give us some?
Yeah, maybe just give your guests a little bit longer to warm up when they come in. And don't look at me like this.
We're taking notes.
No, I don't think I don't know. I don't...
So what happens is sometimes we don't know what we're going to say.
Right.
But all the time.
Yeah.
And then we both have ideas and then we both start trying to say it. And then the guest is trying to talk and then we're just sort of forcing our own agenda because we're powerful women. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we're being good friends to each other.
Yeah.
So how do we make sure that doesn't happen in the future?
Yes, we. What I would say is you came in and were pushed into the room physically by your backpack by Helen
Bauer.
Remember.
No,
and I, if I'm right in remembering this, Paddy, now I did say, don't push him.
You did, actually.
And then she said, get in there and sit down. And I said, well, can he have a hot drink? And she said, we don't have time. And I said, you do have time.
And then they pulled the bag over my head.
And then...
I'm trying to blink in Morse code. Helma, help me. I need you and the rest of the gang to come find solve this mystery. How did I get myself into this mess?
I'm just saying, I you know, I tried to let you have a minute.
Yes.
So in many ways, all Helen's fault.
Can I explain?
Have you thought about that?
Well, I have thought that's... Yeah. There's a lot going on between you. It's nice. It's nice.
Paddy, can I say something to Catherine?
Yes.
What Catherine missed is when I went out there to get Paddy, I started playing that I was like getting him in from like a COVID operation, sort of like, you've got to come in really quickly. So the receptionist tried to banter and I was like, there's no time. Like, and you missed the whole play.
Paddy, can you please tell Helen that I'm not speaking to her anymore? Thank you.
I can't believe you've monetized this.
guys, we're doing a compliment circle and then we're going to end this because this has just got out of hand.
Oh, is that it? So just do one bit of advice?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you took on advising us and then that sort of...
Do you want to do a really harrowing bit of advice for the extras?
Yeah, why not?
You're
yes! Okay, stay on for that. Yeah. But before that, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram, at Paddy is Young and all the other things.
Brilliant.
And I'm on tour, so come see me.
Paddy's show was nominated for the best show at the Edinburgh Comedy Awards. It's very fucking good, actually, technically and actually.
It's very good. It's on tour and it's also at the Soho Theatre in January.
It's good, actually.
Book tickets now because it will sell out. And then
and
you'll
it's
be
actually
like,
good.
No one told us. And it's like, we told you. We told you in October.
We did say.
Book now.
Didn't we say?
Thank you.
I remember saying. Have you had a nice time?
Yeah, I think
excellent. Podcast over. Thank you so much to our executive producers, Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, and Matthew Thomas. Thank you. Out of the executive lounge, but into a VIP area nonetheless, it's our producers,
Thank you so much to Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Ball, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Sabie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Forge, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Wood, Stephanie Catrachia, Sophie Chivers, Mark, Anthony. I always have to split those two up. Kerry Sooth and Charlie A. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.